Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're talking with Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada in regards to golf cart safety. Tell us what the rules are in regards to golf cart safety as of right now.
Well, right now in the city of Knoxville, in order to drive a golf cart on a city street, you have to have a driver's license. The golf cart has to have a bike safety flag on it. The golf cart has to have a slow-moving vehicle sign on it, and the golf cart must be insured. Other than that, you can only use it during daylight hours and cannot use it on Highway 14, Lincoln Avenue. You can go across it, but you can't go up and down it. And that's it. There is no seatbelt requirement or child seat requirements on a golf cart.
Now, that is one of the concerns that was brought to the council's attention. You spoke out about this and are looking for public opinion in this regard. What are some of the things that are looking to be proposed in the future when it comes to golf cart safety?
Well, let's start out with the seatbelt rule. In the state of Iowa, only vehicles that are required to be registered in the state have to have seatbelts in them. So golf carts are not registered vehicles. That's why they're excluded from that category. The proposal on Monday's council meeting was that we require people to install seatbelts in golf carts. I don't know if this is a good or a bad idea. My fear is that people will install seatbelts in a manner that's not safe, that they just make them, you know, basically duct tape them to the cart, and that's not going to serve any purpose other than look good. So I want to have a solution that's actually workable and might help save people. And one of the things I'm proposing is that let's start out with a restriction that everyone must be seated in a golf cart. What that will do is eliminate those people that try to carry other people in their laps. We're talking mostly small children here. If we require everyone to be seated in a seat, you obviously have to be old enough and capable of staying seated in that seat. And that might be a start. We're also making the suggestion that if your golf cart came with seatbelts, you have to use them. There are some golf carts that are manufactured that do have seatbelts in them. In that case, it's probably best to use them whenever they're there. So let's make that requirement too. If you have seatbelts, you have to use them. These are all things we're looking at right now. We'll make a proposal to the city council at the next council meeting and let them decide what they think is best.
How much safer is it for a person to wear a seatbelt on a golf cart? A lot of people consider these slow-moving vehicles. There was even the argument in regards to motorcycles don't have seatbelts. Talk a little bit about those arguments and why it's better to have a seatbelt or have some sort of rules when it comes to safety on golf carts.
Well, seatbelts always are better. When you talk to experts in fire, EMS, or police about traffic accidents, they're going to tell you that any person that's ejected from a vehicle is going to get more serious injuries than the person that stays with the vehicle. Seatbelts are what keeps you in the vehicle. That's why we think they're better. I'm all in favor for them. I just want to make sure that if we require them, we do so in a manner that's going to be functional and enforceable. One of the other issues with requiring seatbelts is we get a lot of people who come here just for the races and bring their golf carts for the races. Are they going to want to equip their golf cart with a seatbelt just to be here? Or are they going to come in and just try to sneak it through? That's going to become a huge enforcement concern for us. So again, I'm not sure that requiring seatbelts in golf carts is the solution.
What else would you like to tell the people in regards to golf cart safety, especially with the summer months coming up?
Well, first off, be aware of what's going on with golf carts. If you're on a golf cart, be aware people might not see you. And you need to be a lot more proactive in your enforcement. Be a lot more defensive driving oriented. The other thing is, if you're in a car, look for them. Some of these people driving these golf carts, we see a lot of kids driving them. They're newer drivers. They're not always the best drivers, so be alert for that. One of the other things that we talked about was there's a concern about people driving golf carts while holding either a dog or a child in their lap. Under Iowa code, that's illegal. I don't care if you're driving a golf cart or a full-size pickup truck. The code specifically says that obstructive driving is having something in your way of driving, and that would include both a child or a dog or anything else. So don't do that. Other than that, the other big concern we get about golf carts is overcrowding. Golf carts have seating for a limited number of people, but we frequently see more than that number sitting in or on them. That's not safe. Golf carts are designed a certain size to hold a certain weight load. And when you overload them, the brakes no longer work properly, and you could get in an accident because you try to stop and aren't able to stop quickly enough.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.